Hello, and welcome to Faith the Truth with me, Jennifer. This is episode 3. How's everybody been? How's your holidays going? I pray that you have had a blessed time with family and friends and all that. We're coming up on Christmas, coming up on the end of the year, and trying to come up with what I'm going to talk about in these podcasts. And I just realized, like reflecting back on my life, the things that I've had to struggle with this year, and maybe the things that I've went through and the things that I've learned. I can give my guidance and my wisdom and my experience to you guys and gals about what's been going on in my life. I want to talk about forgiveness and in with that healing. Throughout my whole life, I've had people that I've been mad at, or things that I have just kind of sat within, and I'm not able to just kind of get over it and forgive them and move on and things like that. And just something that there's things that I've been told throughout my life, like you have to forgive them. You have to forgive them. Forgiveness is not for them. It's for you. A lot of times they don't even know that they've wronged you, or they just don't care that they've wronged you. And the only person who knows how you're feeling is you. So if you're sitting there and you're concerned about how this has been, how this is affecting you, but you haven't forgiven the person, and that doesn't necessarily mean walking up to them and being like, "I forgive you." Because, my blood father was not around my pretty much my entire life. I mean, I was 18 and sitting beside my mom in a courthouse, and he didn't even know who I was. And I look like my mother. I look a lot like my mom. So it's kind of crazy that he didn't even realize who I was, and I was sitting right beside her. And tried to make amends with him, tried to reach out and see him, and I would try and talk to him, and I'm the one who's reaching out to this grown man. I'm 18 years old, and I'm hunting and searching for, that from my father, and he wasn't there. He wasn't there my entire lifetime. He didn't, he just wasn't around. And it's not due to, being held from him. He just didn't. He chose other things than his personal desires and the alcohol over me, over his only child. When I was pregnant with my third child and he passed away, I had made the decision the week before that weekend I was going to go find him. I said, "I haven't talked to him in years. He's only met my oldest child. He didn't even know that I was married. He didn't even know that I was pregnant with my third child. I mean, I didn't even really speak to that side of the family." And then I got a phone call that he had passed away. Give me those words. It took a lot of years, a lot of years, a lot of bitterness, a lot of just pain and anger and hatred and bitterness, and just like, honestly, it was just a lot for me, especially as a child. Like, why did my father not want me? Why was I not good enough? I'm his only child. As a mother, I could never, never turn away from my children like that. It blew my mind. Like, I don't get it. I don't understand it. And it just sat, and it just sat and sat and sat. And that's what unforgiveness does, is it sits and it sours your insides, and then you just become more bitter, more angry. And it really did cause daddy issues, quote unquote. I had a lot of trouble just growing up and looking back, you know, hindsight is 2020, and growing up, I can look like having just having trouble with trusting men more than anything. I mean, I had good male role models. My uncles were great. You know, I loved my grandfather. I had good role models good male role models in my life, but they don't replace a father. Thankfully, when I was a preteen, my father did come into my dad, who I call my dad, is my mother's husband, my stepdad. He came into our lives and raised me like I was his own. And where those daddy issues and trust issues come in, I have apologized because I was a terrible teenager towards him. And a lot of it is because I didn't trust him. And that's just because of what somebody else did. And it wasn't his fault, but that's who I was taking it out on. And, you know, he did the best he could. And I've told him many a times, I was like, I don't know how you did not like, how you didn't leave. Like, I know you love my mother because I was a lot. I literally made your life a living hell. Me alone. I mean, I'm a lot of a person anyways. I'm a small person, but I'm a lot of a person. And I was terrible to him. Now we have a great, fantastic relationship now. We did after a few years, but whew, those first few years, I feel bad for him. Like, I was a terrible teenager. I was so disrespectful. But it all came back to the fact that the man who should have been there was not. Even if the marriage between him and my mother did not work out, he should have been there for me. And it took a lot of time to process that. And after his death, I mean, I was at his funeral and I sat there and just looked at him in the casket and just seething anger, just fury, just pouring off of me. Like if you could see just boiling. You know, the steam coming out of the ears, that's what I was doing. Just seething. Like there is this dead, empty hole of a man. And it took everything in me not to get up and go slap a dead man. I sat there, crossed my arms, and stared at this casket, because this man had failed me. So I go to, you know, I go to church and I'm in church and, I go through the process and I start looking at forgiveness and I'm like, you know, I start realizing that I have a Heavenly Father who has always been there. And there is no greater Father than that. And I may not have had, you know, my early childhood into my preteen years, I didn't have that father figure. But I still had a Heavenly Father looking after me. And for those of you who never got the privilege of having a good father, that's what God is. He is a good father. You know, he's always been there. He's always given great gifts. He always gives what we need. If we ask it, he'll provide it. But back to forgiveness. I realized that I wanted to heal the, I hate using this word, this buzzword, but the trauma. I wanted to heal my past. I wanted to heal the hurt in my heart, honestly. And that's what it was. It was hurt in my heart because it was causing a rift in a lot of relationships, and it was really causing a rift in male relationships. And that's with my husband and how I parented my son, was not was how I was reacting and how I was still in so much pain from this human, this flawed human. And there was nothing I could do to go back and change the past. And all I could do was look forward. And how was I going to look forward? How was I going to heal moving forward? And I realized I had to forgive him. And that's hard. It's hard to truly, truly, truly forgive somebody. And realize that it's not you. It wasn't me. It was never me. I was an innocent bystander in that. Yes, I was hurt, but it wasn't me. That's all him. And I needed to forgive him in order to move on and, to get to heal. The Bible talks about the parable of the unforgiving debtor and forgiving others. This is Matthew 18, verse 21. Then Peter came to him and asked, "Lord, how often should I forgive someone who sins against me? 7 times?" "No, not 7 times," Jesus replied, "but 70 times 7 is 490 times for one thing, forgiving this person over and over again." And the way that I think about it is every time it comes up, I have to continuously forgive him. I forgive him. I can't hold that against him. Cannot hold it against him, and I can move on. And I that memory is always in my head, and asking and confessing your sins and getting them forgiven by God, he does erase that and not hold it against us. And so if God can forgive all of the things that I have done wrong in my life against him who gave me life, who gives me love, who provides everything that I need in my life, then why can't I forgive this person who is it was a flawed human being just like me? I have, if I can't forgive other people, then how can I expect them to forgive me? If I can't, if I'm sitting here and I'm holding a grudge against somebody who is a sinful human being just like I am, then how can I expect God to forgive me? How can I expect Jesus to go and die for my sins so God can forgive my sins and wash me clean when I'm holding on to this hatred towards somebody else, somebody who hurt me? Jesus got a lashing and his skin and his back tore open for me. And I don't follow the commandments, and I just think of every lash and every breath that Jesus took on the cross that he did that for me. And yes, that person hurt me. And I'm not even talking about my dad, but or not my dad, but my blood father, but the other people in my life who have hurt me, who I've had to forgive for things that other people would be like, how can you forgive them for that? That is unforgivable. Because you do. Because for me, I had to forgive them. I had to forgive them. And so I could move on. Because if Jesus can forgive, if God and Jesus can forgive me, then surely I can forgive somebody else. So in the parable of the unforgiving debtor, he goes and he asks the master who he owed millions and millions of dollars to. And he's like, please forgive me for this. And the master said, yes, yes, I will forgive you. And the master forgave his debt and he went on. But then the debtor turns around and goes to a fellow servant who just owes him a portion, a small amount of what, you know, what he owed his master. And he said, no, he owes me this. And I want him thrown in jail because he's not going to pay me. And the master, the king said, how dare you? How dare you? I forgave millions and millions and millions of dollars, but you can't forgive a couple hundred? No. You're done. You have to go pay for your debt. And sent him off to be tortured until his debt was paid. And in 1835, it says, that's what my heavenly father will do to you if you refuse to forgive your brothers and sisters from you. Somebody wronged me in one way, a massive way, a huge way. But I sat on it for 10 years. And I kept thinking about it. And I kept remembering it. And it kept causing issues. And I knew that the only way that I could move on was to forgive him. And I did. And he was gracious. And I hadn't talked to him in 10 years, you know, since everything happened and I'm falling out and stuff. And I said, I just need you to know I forgive you for everything. And he was crying and said, you know, I really am sorry for hurting you in that way. And I've had to be humble and ask for forgiveness also from other people. Because if I know that if I'm thinking about it, I know they've been hurt by me. And I could not sit with that. So especially since I don't want somebody to be hurt by me. That's the goal is to not hurt other people. You know, that's... In order for me to heal, I need to make sure that I'm not causing pain to other people. First John 9 says, but if we confess our sins to him, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all wickedness. And I'm asking God to forgive me. I need to go apologize to other people and ask for their forgiveness too. And, you know, I know that, you know, Yes, forgive and forget. And God will help you, you know, a lot of times. Yeah, it's gonna be there and it may be brought up, but a lot of times, I mean, honestly, when I was thinking about forgiveness, I hadn't even thought about a lot of these situations. Like, it's just not something that crosses my mind on the regular because it doesn't affect me anymore. Because I'm healed from it. I've asked forgiveness and I have given forgiveness, even if they don't know that they've been forgiven. I mean, my blood father is dead. He died in 2011. And I forgave him. He'll never know that. He'll never know that I forgave him. But I know that. I had to forget. I had to make the choice to forgive him. And forgiveness is not something that's going to be easy. But it does make it life a lot easier. It does make life a lot better because you're not holding on to bitterness and hatred, and you don't have a little voice in the back of your head, the little demons and little devils saying, "Do you remember what they did to you? Do you remember what they did to you?" Because all that does is brood anger, and you know, God is there saying, "Remember what I did for you? Forgive them. Forgive them. Because honestly and genuinely, it's not worth it. In the grand scheme of things, we are here for a short time. Why spend it being angry and bitter at somebody who doesn't even know, may not even care? You don't have to speak to them. You don't have to speak to them, but you got to forgive them. God, God takes the God takes our sin and our blemishes and our dirt and our just grossness. I don't know another word for it. And washes it away, and we are made new. Why would I not? Why would I not do that too? I had this verse, and it's not the right one. But and I'd have to look for it. It's not the right one because it's not Ephesians. It is Ephesians. It is Ephesians 4. Ephesians 4, 31, 32. Get rid of all bitterness, rage, anger, harsh words, and slander, as well as all types of evil behavior. Instead, be kind to each other, tender-hearted, forgiving one another just as God through Christ has forgiven you. Hold on just a second. Was trying to rush and get through something and it didn't, the timing didn't work. But Ephesians 4, 31, 32, get rid of all bitterness, rage, anger, harsh words, and slander, as well as all types of evil behavior. Instead, be kind to each other, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, just as God through Christ has forgiven you. If you want to get rid of all those things, the anger, the rage, the bitterness, just being just a miserable person, I promise you, forgiving the people who you are holding grudges against will make you feel better. make you a happier person. You're not sitting there in muck and mud being held down by these things that you don't have to worry about. Now, say that and also saying, when you forgive people, that doesn't mean that you don't still have a boundary. A lot of the people that I've forgiven for the things that they've done me wrong, and the just whatever I've forgiven them for, I've never spoken to them again. Nor will I. I don't feel the necessity to speak to them anymore. Unless the Lord tells me to. But sometimes you have to put up a boundary. Sometimes you have to forgive and keep them away. Because the Lord, yes, He wants us to forgive, but that doesn't make us doormats. We don't have to be somebody's punching bag. Forgiveness doesn't mean friendship. There are people who I've had to forgive and realize that they were just there in a season or a lesson. Season and a reason. And I don't have to be with them anymore. They don't have to be part of my life anymore. And, you know, I know that I am no perfect person, and I try not to hurt people, but I know I have. And I know there's things in my past that I've done or said that's caused somebody pain. And I pray that however it is that, you know, God lets them know that I'm sorry and to ask for my forgiveness. But sometimes you just have to let go and move on. Well, thank you for coming to episode 3 of Faith the Truth. I pray that you have asked God for forgiveness for your sins, and that you know that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and that only He, and you know the things that He has done so that you can be forgiven of all the things you've done. Because I know what I've done in my past, and how I have let down my Heavenly Father. And if it wasn't for forgiveness, I don't know where I'd be. Probably destined for the pits of hell. Actually, I know I would be. Because there's no way I could have made it on there. So I pray that if there's someone that has hurt you, who has wronged you, that you don't hold on to that. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for forgiveness. God, thank you for sending Jesus to go through all the things that he went through, to take all of our sins onto him, all of them, all of the lies, the anger and the hatred that we've had towards other people, Lord Jesus, that you took them onto your back. And you made a way where there really was no way. There was no way for us. But through you, Jesus Christ, and through the forgiveness of God, that we are able to spend eternity with you, praising your name, and thanking you for forgiving me. Lord, if there is anyone who doesn't know you today, please show them, be with them, guide them in the truth. As we go into this season, celebrating your birth, we also celebrate your death, because with your death, that makes you our Savior. So thank you, Jesus. We be with us as we go through this week. Just is in the holy God. If you need to talk or you want to talk, you can hit me up. You can message me. I'm on TikTok while it's still here. I'm on Facebook, not as Faith the Truth, but as Jennifer Justice. I have an email, faiththetruthpodcast@gmail.com. I'm on it. Am I on Instagram? I don't think I'm on Instagram yet, but you can reach me. Leave a comment. I can message you. Just, yeah. I love you. God bless.